The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
Hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Well, good evening, everyone, from Western Montana. It's currently 49.4 degrees. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers. Today is Sunday, October 14th, 2018. Join us in the chat room at onfrequencyradio.chattango.com. Kenneth and his wonder dog, Trigger, is manning the control room to answer calls. The call-in number, of course, is 1-800-313-9443. And please support this network if you can. The phone lines are open in case you'd like to call in and share your views. I have a lot of stories tonight. I had 12 original pages. I've upped it to 13 now. I'll try to get through some of these because I got a few videos to kind of share here. But anyway, as usual to all my friends out here and those in the group and the listeners there, there's not much really good news to talk about today or these days anyway. I can say that I am so glad that I live in a rural community in Montana here where I don't have to put up much of this crap I see in the cities. Flakes, gosh. But anyway, we can all live in a bubble in our lives, I guess, but most people don't see what's really going on around them, like some that are kind of disenfranchised from that hustle and bustle city life. But as they should know, the bubbles may burst or pop here soon. And of course, anyone that's watching the stock markets and what's going on in the world with the current wars, plural, and heightened war threats, that they would realize what's going down. And of course, anyone that's watched Michael Rivero's video on All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, you would see that the great tempest is building as the financial systems are basically nearing collapse. Gerald Celente and those say that there's going to be a market correction of at least 50%. And you may not think that's much, but you might think of this when you think of these big corporations who right now are buying up their own stocks as people are selling it, that if the market does correct 50%, those that right now like Ford that are being hit massively by these tariffs under Trump and the $1 billion lost that many, many people will start to be getting laid off. And that each time you lay someone off, it's a potential apartment lost, a home foreclosed on, a car repossessed, and a Black Friday event that will cover all of America, as well as I mentioned last week there with Verizon laying off 40,000. Sears is going up for its total bankruptcy here, I guess now, which involves Kmart too. And the media keeps talking about how great the economy is, unemployment's down. Of course, that's if anyone knows the figures, you'll know how that's a lie, as well as the inflation. Of course, right now, the Fed is kind of being put a bit in the mouth of the Fed, I guess you call it, because they're trying to stave off any interest rates being raised, because that would shock the entire market right now, because that means a lot of people that don't have these fixed loans and stuff, their interest rates would change, credit card rates would change, and all this other stuff that would go on, and it would dump the system faster. But I do think it's intentional what's going on right now, though, probably because of Trump. Anyway, I want to start out with this news. I've seen this story on three different sites today involving three different countries. So in this news, It was today published in Germany, Australia, and the USA. It starts with the immigration issues, cultural, sexual, and so on, and how religious beliefs are being basically replaced by political ones. What party do you belong? I remember growing up, everyone always used to say, you know, they ask you about your faith, and you'd always say, I'm Christian. But people didn't ever show their actual denomination, and they're like, I'm a Mormon. They just said Christian to thwart out anything that anyone would want to imply in there. So in lieu of that, this political participation right now, it gives their lives meaning. And we can see this, how people all over, youth, they're even trying to indoctrinate this in the schools where teachers are teaching kids to speak out. Little kids that aren't even, they can't even vote for another 12 years or something like that. But it's all about what party you belong to. And so this is all to raise this, this political spectrum we see this, which is basically replacing God. And I find that interesting, too, because of these other, and let me say it this way, the political beliefs now shows really what the state of the world is in. Because, I mentioned, I only found this right now in Germany, Australia, and the U.S., but this has probably been published in other countries, which makes it look like they're pushing an agenda here. So what do their political beliefs tell them about the traditional great questions answered once by religion? Well, 86% believe that people's outcomes are beyond their control. And I've mentioned that here on this network before, kind of chewed out for it. But 75% believe that the outcomes are caused by luck and circumstances. And, of course, the key, socialism. 94% are convinced that government should take more responsibility for the people. Well, that's a given. However, they do believe that life is arbitrary and meaningless, except for the order imposed by government. And that was the key feature to all these articles, is that the government had to supply. So this set mashes push for the socialism there. You might think of that when you see all these groups out there running around doing their stuff and demanding more and more government benefits and everything like that. No one wants to work, do anything, but they want the government to hand them out everything. Of course, who's going to pay for it? The U.S. Marines have revealed a plan for a plasma crowd control weapon that can shout at people from up to 3,000 feet away, then, of course, be turned up to temporarily blind or even burn them. Makes you wonder why. I mean, as an American, I sit back there thinking, they're talking about domestic use here. And you keep thinking, are they going to turn or unleash the military on our own people? But it does show that if the banking system does collapse and the riots start, that there's going to be some pretty bad times here in America. And again, I have as I mentioned with Kenneth here in the control room a little bit ago, a lot of this stuff, it seems like, is being used to vent for the next event. And that event, I mentioned, may come in the form of a total crackdown with martial law. And, of course, I'm just assuming this. You know what assuming means. But it means that there's something working in the background. So I have a video clip. It's just a little over a minute here. And I'm not sure if this has got all the truth set into it or not. But this was shared to me on Twitter, and I thought I'd bring it to your attention here. This could be false, it could be baiting, or who knows. But the guy's lips are in sync with all the video here. So, Kenneth, could you please play clip number 5, please?
Milwaukee. I was watching the news footage this morning. What did I see? I saw women and children, okay? And I'm going to tell you people that I don't care if the women or children, anyone coming out of the store, should be shot on sight. They should be shot exiting the store. If they make it down the street, just take their asses out and shoot them in the back. That's right. And here's another answer to the bitches, losers, and maggots known as BLM. You want to see this is the solution to BLM.
All right, okay. In that video.
And BLM?
In the video, this is
I got a round with your name on it. Yeah. And you know what? Try to burn my home.
That's good.
Try to burn my business.
All right. In that video clip there, it's a conservative and an ardent Trump supporter, James, I can't even pronounce his last name, S. Stowick. Sounds like some old, what's his name? Oh, can't think of his name. Anyway, it's an old 1950s movie there, Jimmy Stewart movie. But anyway, it's an example of how megas want to mega. And, of course, the one thing, as Kenneth says, he's a kook. But what I thought was interesting, this video is on Twitter and doesn't seem to violate Twitter's rules. Nor does all those white genocide videos where they're absolutely calling for a white genocide of people. What do you mean, please pay? Oh, okay, I'll do that in a second, okay? And then, of course, as a flashback, I want to show you just how corruption goes. This goes back to 2015, I believe it was. 2015. The confidential files on El Salvador human rights were stolen after legal actions against the CIA. U.S. group says computers and hard drives containing the survivors' testimonies about El Salvador, this Syrian civil war down there, were stolen from a Washington office. And that makes you wonder, you know, how are who had access to these? You know, and of course, what information on there was damning? And of course, why was the CIA so worried about it? It just makes you wonder about those things. There's one of them. But anyway, let me get you one more here, then I'll move on here. I got just a couple more here, then I'll feed those out here to the chat room. But anyway, so on to the news here. So out of this, we see this rising type of tension to kind of inflate things here in the United States. And it makes you wonder exactly what is being offered up or what like that, you know. And, of course, we have the constant war hype. So in lieu of that, the U.S. refuses Russia's offer of mutual non-interference agreement. And this agreement doesn't just include Syria, but it goes on to different areas, too. And, of course, this is where the U.S., who's like in Syria itself, is there illegally and runs the risk of direct military actions against the United States in there, or Iran, who is also legally in Syria. But when I was reading that, I was thinking of the recent article here of the that U.S. general that commented on American soldiers should be prepared to die for Israel. And, of course, the U.S. has no ventured interest over in Syria. It's just all for the Kurds, where that rich, thick oil comes down, which is for the Israelis. The pipeline dreams, and of course, again, I can only think of where Hillary Clinton, after speaking of Syria, spoke about how Russia and China will pay for basically screwing up America's wet dream there. And of course, it's not America's wet dream. It's, remember, this is all for the greater Israel. A pedophile royal bodyguard was spared jail due to his remarkable career. This is the actual title, and it says, "Had Enough Yet?" And this goes on talking about this royal bodyguard that had downloaded over 10,000 child sex images. And out of that, it talks about the level and category of which these things or these images depicted. He had 171 images of the highest category, level 3, which include rape, sadism, and bestiality. And, of course, it was because of his outstanding career that he just got a little over 160 hours of unpaid work and placed on the sex offenders list. Now you try that over here or something like that, see what happens with anyone else that's outside there. Oh, in lieu of that, a leftist German politician says that old white men threaten the future and could destroy Europe. Again, we are back to this white genocide. What is this thing about suddenly whites are the problem? We've all coexisted for years, and now suddenly the Arab Muslims are the new ones to take over jobs, everything like that. And again, I'm not racist. I just wonder what's behind this move here. And I have kind of two stories that kind of back dovetailed each other here. Blackwater's founder meets the top Afghan figures trying to sell war privatization. And this article goes on to say that the Afghan government doesn't agree on much, but they appear overwhelmingly aligned in their rejection of Blackwater's founder Eric Prince's proposal to privatize the U.S. occupation in Afghanistan. And I thought that weird because of this other article here where in Al Jazeera it's reporting that the U.S. agrees to discuss withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan, says these Taliban officials. So you wonder, it's like John Pilger used to say, don't believe anything until it's officially denied. So you wonder what's coming up next. Of course, a lot of the specifics of this plan have not been made public. They never are. But the broader strokes are yet in 17 years of U.S. Occupation of that area there. And again, remember, those in the military entering the military today would be joining a military and being sent to Afghanistan in a war that started before they were born. And then, of course, it makes you wonder when reading this article there that out of that 17 years, the U.S. hasn't been able to destroy those men in caves, italics, that Rumsfeld spoke about, or even after dropping that massive Moab bomb, which was later proven to hit CIA tunnels that were created for bin Laden over there, the Soviet warrior, as the papers called him. Now, remember, the United States does not like anyone getting involved in any of their elections and stuff, so the United States right now, the American legislators have introduced an energy bill for Europe. Yep, you read that right. A height of hubris. U.S. senators take it upon themselves to diversify and to secure European energy supplies away from Russia. So now, again, we see this constant battering back and forth, whether it's a Nord Stream 2 pipeline, other oil lines and stuff, that the United States wants to make sure that they have their little fingers in on all the transactions and or oil and or LNG gas because it's all traded in the U.S. dollar. And that's what makes it so important in November as the sanctions, basically illegal, as ruled by the U.N. on Iran come forward there. And those European nations tell the United States that they're not going to stop buying oil from Iran. They're going to continue. And this is all because of the petrodollar, where the U.S. currency is basically backed by this petrodollar. And again, Gerald Celente comments there that this 50% market correction will be started and or caused by a dramatic increase of oil cost. I think last time I saw it, it was $71 a barrel right now. He forecast if it hits 100, everyone's in deep doo-doo. And of course, we constantly hear of stories of everyone up north, up in the Antarctic now. Everyone's shifting to the Antarctic. The global oil supplies have never been that threatened, or have they? I remember back in the 70s, they talked about peak oil, long gas lines, all this stuff like that. We're running out of oil. And then here we are, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000, 2008. You know, God, we're talking 40 years later, and geez, there's oil everywhere, and they're always hitting another big, massive oil field. So they're not running out of oil. It's just they want to make sure that that oil is traded only in the U.S. dollar. And, of course, that's what keeps this economy going, as well as why they keep the wars going. But anyway, according to these two U.S. Senators there, the bill is providing new tools for the U.S. to combat or malign Russian interference in the energy sector in Europe. that sounds like a pure doublespeak to me. Russia has LNG gas and oil. Hell, it's got different time zones across it. And they have a product to sell, just like Iran, just like Iraq, just like Syria, just like all over the place. And, of course, the U.S. just wants to dominate that market there. Anyway, so we'll be right back here, and we'll talk some more about some other news here, terrorism, Netanyahu, and a bunch of other crap. Oh, even John Bolton. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
talk is all you get. And you wanna...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on RBN. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Two other stories here. I found this interesting here. The fact that over in Syria, the Syrian army, largely with the support of the Russian military, and of course Iran in there, and even Iraq, I might mention there, has most of its territory back under control of of its official authorities. They have killed more than 86,000 international terrorists. And the key to this is the use of international, as fighters are from over 50 different countries, and therefore it is not, nor has ever been, a domestically fought civil war. This other story I think is really interesting for the fact of being from Las Vegas, demographically, of course. Netanyahu warns ministers to prepare for a Gaza offensive. The Las Vegas city area is 135.8 square miles. The population is 623,700-some-odd. Gaza Strip is 139 square miles in reference, which is almost the same, and its population is 1.8 million. So when you hear of Israel bombing into Gaza and stuff, which is a prison camp, you have to think of the mass casualties that came out of each one of those. The U.S. Secretary Advisor Bolton vows tougher approach to China, and of course this is through Reuters. The U.S. International Security Advisor John Bolton has vowed to further intensify the Trump administration's tough approach to China, saying, of Beijing's over there, that John Bolton says, I think we could see more U.S. exploitation of mineral resources in the South China Sea with or without the Chinese cooperation. And, of course, this behavior needs to be adjusted in the trade area, international, military, and political areas, he goes on to say. Again, that article's on Reuters. But, again, this is all for resources, minerals, and other things. And, of course, this is what makes cell phones. Little black kids over there in Africa mining stuff by their hands, getting poisoned by these toxic cobalt and all the crap like that, you know. But it's always about commerce. And I forget that one politician that basically said that, that all wars are based on commerce. And banking, of course, to finance it. I don't know if this is tied to Planned Parenthood, but it might make you think there if Planned Parenthood is and your tax dollars are paying for this. But a pro-choice activist proudly breaks the world record by recording her 27th abortion. Think of that. You would think she might want to curtail her sexual habits. But anyway, check my timing here. Donald Trump, in a recent tweet, here, excuse me a second, said, I have great confidence in King Salman and the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. They know exactly what they are doing. And that was sent on the 6th of November, 2017. Now, with this journalist, which has allegedly been killed, the murder, I guess, recorded on his own device, which Turkey has. Trump has come out and says there will be severe punishment in his first 60 Minutes interview since taking office, where President Trump tells Leslie Stahl that if Saudi Arabia is found to be responsible for the journalist Jamal Khashoggi's, I guess to pronounce that, these weird names. Death, that there will be consequences. And this, again, is from CBS News. Where am I at time-wise? I think I have enough time. So, Kenneth, can you run that clip number one there?
Jamal Khashoggi, the journalist, the Saudi journalist, was he murdered by the Saudis, and did the prince give the order to kill him?
Well, nobody knows yet, but we'll probably be able to find out. It's being investigated. It's being looked at very, very strongly. We would be very upset and angry if that were the case. As of this moment, they deny it, and did not deny it vehemently. Could it be them? Yes.
Jared, your son-in-law, got on the phone and asked the prince, did he deny it?
They deny it. They deny it every way you can imagine. In the not-too-distant future, I think we'll know an answer.
What are your options? Let's say they did. What are your options? Would you consider imposing sanctions as a bipartisan group of senators have proposed?
Well, it depends on what the sanction is. I'll give you an example. They are ordering military equipment. Everybody in the world wanted that order. Russia wanted it. China wanted it. We wanted it. We got it. And we got all of it. Every bit of it.
So would you cut that off?
I tell you what I don't want to do. Boeing, Lockheed, Raytheon, all these I don't want to hurt jobs. I don't want to lose an order like that. And you know, there are other ways of
punishing,
to use a word that's a pretty harsh word, but it's true.
Tell everybody what's at stake here. You know, this is...
Well, there's a lot at stake. There's a lot at stake, and maybe especially so because this man was a reporter. There's something, you'll be surprised to hear me say that, there's something really terrible and disgusting about that, if that were the case. So we're going to have to see. We're going to get to the bottom of it, and there will be severe punishment.
All right. So here we see how Trump, he doesn't care about all the journalists killed in Ukraine, those shot by Israel over in Gaza, Julian Assange, detained for God knows how many thousands of days now. And like Wolf Blitzer says, it all boils down to the jobs in the arms industry. And I'll pause for a few seconds so the listener can chant USA, USA, USA at their own personal location. Anyway, we've got a break coming up here, so we'll be right back. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Be right back. It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is on. You get
and you wanna. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up and loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in beautiful western Montana, where winter is suddenly approaching us. I have another clip here for you. It's clip number two there, Ken. But this source is from Business Insider. It's dated September 25th of 2016, and this is from a retired Air Force colonel and the author of Breaking the Trust Barrier. Listen to this and just imagine the fox guarding the hen house for a second. So you want to play that there, Ken?
We actually lost nuclear weapons in flight. We never had one go off. That all happened long before I came in the service, and they stopped doing it well before I started flying the F-16. We've lost them several different locations. Tampa, Florida. We've lost them in Georgia. We've lost several in swampy areas in South Carolina as well. I know we've recovered most of them. I don't know that we've recovered all of them. We lost them in the sense that they were pitched out of an airplane, and we had to go find them. There was a movie several years ago with Cuba Gooding Jr. in it about the first black deep sea diver, and one of the scenes in it is him in the water looking for a bomb or a missile, and that's what they were looking for, is one that had been lost out of a B-52. So we learned not to do that a long time ago. What we would do is sit in a hangar with alert, and that jet would be fully cocked, ready to go at a moment's notice, and it would have a live nuclear weapon on board it. And we would be ready to go if that time came about.
There you go. You imagine living in those areas and know that there was, whether it's in the Gulf or something like that, that I think there was even a hydrogen bomb lost down there once. But anyway, the fact is what goes on and the accountability. I think I read about 5 or 6 years ago of a detailed story of out in the Pacific where they had a nuke or two roll off one of those destroyers or whatever they call them. But rolled off the deck of, I think it was a flat top carrier. That's what it was. The waves pitched wrong or something like that. They had one of those things roll across and off over the edge. But it makes you wonder. And of course, God knows if someone lost one of those, that there would be others that go out there and try to recover those. But it just, you have to think what's really going on. Anyway, this next one is from Washington Examiner, where Trump lists his 289 accomplishments in just 20 months. And, of course, it's defined as relentless promise-keeping. And, yeah, Trump has done quite a bit here with his historic election, especially through all that worthless fraud that we have in our political system. I was called before the show here to talk about the voting machines and what's actually being done, who's behind the voting machines, which is a Soros-related entity. And so if you think the voting stuff in 2016 was bad, wait till 2018's midterms. But anyway, so it goes on to talk about his major accomplishments. So the latest one, of course, is Brett Kavanaugh. And we know that that made a lot of people mad there because of being more conservative and whichever. But it goes on to include 173 major wins, such as adding more than 4 million jobs, and another 116 smaller victories, which is basically cutting down on the migration of the MS-13 gang members. But I should remind those listeners out here that the jobs that they always report about are mainly in the service sector, part-time and with zero benefits, as well as I mentioned here earlier about the 4,000 jobs from Verizon being laid off and the Ford Motor Company's $1 billion loss, which will certainly hit the employees somewhere. And these different tariffs on cars and such that not only from Ford but from others that are making a drastic impact on the market. And, of course, I don't know where anyone's getting the money to buy anything because I don't know anyone that's got money. No one. Anyway, but I only have a two-hour show here, so I can't get into that. But anyway, but you're welcome to read that article there. Again, it's the Washington Examiner, and but I have to laugh at Trump sometimes because he reminds me both in his Twitter tweets and in his videos where he constantly brags about himself. And bear with me on this. Imagine, say, you're a woman and you're married to a guy like this, and how your day would go if someone like him gives you these constant reminders of how great he was in bed last night, or how he was so thoughtful to raise the toilet seat lid, or if it weren't for his staying power that you might not have had to reach your climax. I mean, this is what I depict out of what I see, this ego that one has to quench somehow, that it's always, I'm surprised he doesn't appear on camera with his arm in a sling from patting himself on the back. And I have nothing against Trump other than his war stance and stuff like that. But I actually believe that he wants to do good for America here, so I can't thwart him on that there. But anyway, I'm just surprised he doesn't send himself flowers, with a card saying about how much he was appreciated, and that it's all due to his American exceptionalism. But I'm not done yet. To me, it always reminds me of something like a football player that's paid $35 million to carry a piece of blown-up pigskin across the field. Of course, it's under great opposition, of course. And actually, he scores a damn touchdown. The crowd goes wild. Is that for the score or because he actually did what he was hired for? It's constant servitude of themselves all the time. Or you could equate that with a restaurant owner who provides product or a menu And then it buys all the needed food, stoves, refrigerators, supplies the kitchen staff to prepare food, employs a waiter, waitress to take your order, a hired cook to cook it, whatever. And at the close of each day, the owner gives you a pep talk or a glimpse of the company's P&L or profit and loss report, where he describes how much profit he made for the company by charging the customers four times what the food product served actually cost. If you watch any of Gordon Ramsay's videos, you'll notice that that's highly noted in there, that if you buy a steak for $6, you charge four times what it's worth. Same thing for a couple eggs. What they charge for a side of eggs in a restaurant, you go out and buy a dozen, if you're not too lazy to cook them yourself. But anyway, and of course, that's this P&L report would go on to talk about, you know, all the stuff that was done. And of course, it's for the fact of to pay the debts of the rent for the building, the gas for the stoves, the food costs, as well as to highlight the labor and tax cost. And then, of course, he, because of gratuity, didn't pay the same cook, waiter, or waitress a decent wage, so the customer's tip was there to offset that wage. That, of course, the wait staff and or cook, whatever, depends where you're at. Some cooks get tips, but they'll be taxed on that later. And, of course, by the IRS. But, you know, I remind those listening that in the old days, even our own health care and dental insurance was paid for by the employer. Back then, I remember I only made $2.65 an hour, but had full health care, time off, overtime pay, all this stuff like that. And, of course, we had these strong unions. And, of course, nowadays, the unions have been used as a lobbyist tool to work against it for big corporations. So if you've you ever wonder in a restaurant if you heard a waiter or waitress say that MF-er stiffed me, well, they depend on that because it's their only bread and butter, because these corporations and stuff are the ones making money. And you only understand that when you hear in this pep talk at the end of this daily meeting that he, the owner, or she, tells the staff there that his profits are up so high that he's going to open a fourth location to repeat the same scam. Now think of Gordon Ramsay when you think of all these places as kitchen nightmares, where he's gone into some of the filthiest kitchens, horrible food. And these guys have no perception about what health is and like that. And they just keep pumping that crap out. And you wonder why the wait staff is not tipped at these things. You don't get a good meal, you don't leave a good tip. Don't get good service, you don't leave a good tip. Of course, it's your fault. And of course, I remember doing such P&L reports and find out that a cup of coffee, when I was in a waitress management position there in restaurants, that a usual cup of coffee only cost about 12 cents. And so a lot of the locals, like the ham operators and stuff, they go down to their local cafe and they would sit there and they talk for a couple hours and get a couple refills. And even to the point where the waiter or waitress would just leave one of those little thermos things on the table, let it refill yourself so she wouldn't or he wouldn't be bothered with you. But imagine why they want this constant turnover at restaurants. Because if say, four guys are sitting there talking about stupid radio stuff, you've got four top, as they call it, that could be someone ordering breakfast and or dinner at $12-$15 a plate, and they want that table to turn over fast. So that's, you know, they don't like the old coffee drinkers anymore. And nowadays, of course, coffee costs what, $1.50 or something, it's even more. I wouldn't pay that for coffee if you. But anyway. And of course, nowadays you see while you're looking for your wait staff, they're over there standing there leaning in the doorway. They're texting with someone on their phone. And of course, they're stealing from the place they're employed from anyway. And of course, when, again, this gratitude is something I think about quite a bit here. When I was younger, and the kids, actually, when I was younger, and I had my kids here at home, I always remember making cinnamon rolls or caramel sticky rolls or fresh carrot cake, stuff like that, you know. And, of course, the kids would always bring their friends over. It was fun to see all the kids having a fun around the house here and all like that. And the tip I received is when, you know, I'd make two dozen or so rolls and watch them quickly vanish. But the kids all spoke of how great my baking or cooking was. I didn't tell them that, hey, you know, this is my cooking. You're going to like this. And this is how politics reminds me. And I've commented on this, too, here on Twitter, where you see these constant politicians out there talking about their newest book, which I think should be titled How I Screwed America and Got Away With It. But and they keep getting re-voted back into office. And in lieu of any restaurant type stuff, I thought this article was kind of interesting. Imagine you go to eat out at an Italian pizza house, and this is where a family, an Italian family, has for decades made this awesome handmade pizza. Well, here's a story from Britain. In Britain, they get most of their pizzas from the Netherlands, not Italy. And of course, if you don't realize it, you can watch these videos on YouTube of how they make pizza today. They're all done by machines. It's all automated. The handmade, homemade, is all being taken out of the picture. It's mass-produced. And that's why I think people are losing track of what our culture and society used to be. Family dinners and stuff. When you can eat just as easily walk down an aisle at Walmart or something like that, and it's basically all frozen food, and you pick out either a pizza or some TV dinner type thing, slap it in the microwave for 4 or 5 minutes, and you've got dinner. There's no reaction. And then, of course, the mother or father who's ever preparing the dinner, to tell their child that dinner is ready, they have to send a text message to their child in the other room to let them know that dinner's ready. I mean, the family structure is just getting destroyed here anymore. Anyway, now this story here is about all of us. First, they came for Alex Jones. We were told you were next. We were. October 11th, 2018 will be remembered in history as a day the tech giants attempted to wipe out all independent, liberty-minded, anti-war media from the airwaves. On Thursday, in a coordinated effort, hundreds of pages were devoted to peace and liberty were memory-holed by social media giants. If people had any guts, they'd stop buying those products and force those guys out of business. But, of course, that'll never happen. But you can, it's like I say, you know, like the scenario I mentioned before, a father goes to contact or a mother to contact their child in another room or even outside. They don't open a door and say, hey, you guys, dinner's ready like that. They have to send a text. And, of course, it's, oh, Dad, I'm right in the middle of a game or something like that. You know, people are just so detached from society. And as part of this Facebook or this purge here, Facebook has removed the pages of several police accountability watchdog and critic groups. I sent this article over to David with News Now Houston, who goes out and takes all these pictures. He just takes pictures. It's police accountability. And oddly enough, this was also mentioned, the fact that they don't want people out there to do this accountability. Taking pictures, of course, might be a crime to some. But think of all these hundreds and hundreds of pages that were devoted to peace and liberty just gone. And this includes sites like CopBlock, the Free Thought Project, the Police the Police. And they've also, like I mentioned here, severely restricted any activity for the photography is not a crime page. And if it hasn't happened to anyone else, you'll see these YouTube videos and stuff that are that highlight this starting to fall off and go away too. Another minute or so. What gets me here is how we see so much effort to block the anti-war or anti-establishment. It reminds me of when the Iraq War started and they took Dan Rather down. What's his name? Phil Donahue, Chris Hedges, others that spoke out about the war, the illegality of it. They're not having enough proof, all this stuff. And many people lost their jobs for it. And again, these are from the same people that today will chant USA, USA, USA into a structure that knowingly lies to commit crime and or war crimes. And apparently they have no problem doing that because, you know, it's, my flag, my country, whatever like that. They stand by in the government. And there's no problem with standing by in the government, but it's only when the government's morally right that you do that. And I can only think of that when you see people gunned down in their homes for smoking a natural plant versus those in Congress that have authorized the training of hundreds of millions of dollars that could have gone to elderly, disabled, starving, hungry, homeless, dying veterans, or anyone else. think of what $700 million would have done in just training those rebels if that had gone back into society. Or like the Iron Dome system for Israel, the first $700 million went for that, and then another additional $225 million went into that. And then you find out that Israel has resold the Iron Dome system and made $3 billion profit off of it, while Americans are suffering. Can't pay their credit card bills, can't pay their light bills. I was even surprised here on the scanner here listening the other day that the tribe here, which isn't too far away, that a party had called the tribe complaining that their pay-as-you-go power meter, I have never heard that before in my life, pay-as-you-go power meter, had suddenly killed the power to their house. It's like one of these wind-up credit card type things. And her power was now off, and she needed to recharge her power thing. So is this what the future of smart meters is? You know, who knows? Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go.
Welcome back, everyone. Getting toward the top of the hour here. I'll try to get this next story in here. But this here's a long story because it bothers me. I have children, and I've always – my children are smart. I don't want to brag, but probably because I taught them a lot. But anyway, I'm going to compare this to U.S. foreign aid. And, of course, I want you to know, first of all, that, you know, Washington, that's W-A-R-S-H-I-N-G, Washington, D.C., has had issues with lead in their water. And if you look at the effects of lead in the water supply does, it really screws up your mental cognizance of what's going on, as well as other, anyway. But anyway, so in 1974, Congress passed the Safe Drinking Water Act, and this law requires the EPA to determine the level of contaminants in drinking water at which no adverse health effects are likely to occur with an adequate margin of safety. Again, that was in 1974. Low levels exposure has been linked to damage of the central and peripheral nervous system, which I actually wonder about here since my neuropathy here and being on the road all the time and different cities I've drank in water from, but also acquired learning disabilities, a shorter stature, impaired hearing, and impaired formation and function of blood cells. So, again, foreign aid versus more of infrastructure and taking care of Americans or some other country. The old biblical adage of give a guy a fish, he'll eat for the day, teach him how to fish, and he'll never go hungry. You never see that. It's all these states, foreign states, are just welfare states. But anyway, the CDC says that lead can still be found in some metal water taps, interior water pipes, and or pipes connecting the house to the main water pipe in the street. Lead found in the tap water usually comes from the corrosion of older fixtures from the solder that connects the pipes, whatever. Usually that was done in sewer pipes, but on copper pipes they do use lead. And, of course, now they're using the lead-free solder. But anyway, they highlight that when water sits in these leaded pipes for several hours, lead can leach into the water supply, and this highlights the decay of the U.S. infrastructure. So now those brain-dead politicians in D.C., again, they send countless billions to foreign countries. So now 44 years later, from 1974 to 2018-19, we find out that this week, Detroiters have learned that at least two of their district public schools have had lead in the water levels over 50 times the allowable federal guidelines. And then these tests also go on to show that the school's water contained copper at 29 times the limit established by the Environmental Protection Agency. So I did some research on here where these Detroit teachers have protested the conditions in the school in 2016. And this opens up when the school year started. This superintendent, Nicolia Vitti, belated, reported the testing conducted last spring showed that there was elevated levels of lead and copper found in the water testing in 16 out of 24 of the schools. So now keep that in mind, and I'll be right back with more on this story because I did some research. 1-800-313-9443.
Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. you will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.